This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To those people out there who may be listening to this, who thinks Jeff Kennett is a fiend or something else, I can only suggest, work with us. Let's develop the right campaign, and the strength of advocacy will come from the unity of those who spread the message. And if you want to have 100 different messages out there, you know, there's a campaign running out there at the moment to someone who's put a viral campaign up. He's very supportive of what we do at Beyond Blue, but he wants my head. Well, let me just say, I'm not going anywhere. I crafted Beyond Blue and established it because I believe in it. And I believe we, as a community of workers out there, have done a wonderful job. And we'll continue to do it. And we might be on the verge of doing something wonderful for the gay community generally. Don't put that at risk. Give us the opportunity to roll the dice. Because we are experienced. We do have the ear of governments and politicians, regardless of political flavour. And more importantly, we do have the respect of the community. By that I mean the Australian community.
Okay.
87% of the community understands Beyond Blue exists.
Well, Joy, in the recent La Trobe Uni research that's been funded, it showed Joy's central role in communicating to the gay and lesbian community. So, I mean, Joy wants to work with Beyond Blue, and I know Beyond Blue want to work with us, so I'm really pleased to hear that. I've got a manna from heaven question for you.
Yeah.
Manna from heaven. Jeff, if you had one project that you wanted to start, money was not an object, what would that project be?
Oh, gosh.
Around depression.
Well, I'd like to wave a magic wand and just have mental illnesses eliminated, full stop. That would be my manna from heaven, but it's not going to happen. So therefore, you've got to work very hard and very fast. And, I always think Beyond Blue is a bit like an iceberg. You only see a tenth of what we do. Underneath that, there's a very dedicated staff with a lot of partners right throughout the community working very, very hard to actually deliver the tip of that iceberg. And, I'm very happy as we develop this particular piece of research, complete it, as we get the ingredients right together with the committee that are working with us, I'm very happy to come in here or to have our officers come in here only when we've got something to say. There's no point coming in here just to fill time from your point of view, and let you know where we're at. So give you a report, because we need all of you. We need all of us working together. If you want to make a change in public perceptions, if you want to give the GLBTI community a different basis of being understood, with due respect, you couldn't be working with a better body than Beyond Blue because of what we've already done. So if I've offended people in the way I've been myself, I apologise for that. It was not my intention. But I am what I am.
You know that's a song.
You know me
from... I am what I am.
Yeah, well, and the other one is I did it my way. I think, in life you've got to be judged by the outcomes.
Yeah.
And whether it's what we do in this piece of work or what it is that we've done with Beyond Blue generally, the outcomes, I think, are very, very good. So let's hope we can find common ground and get back on track and do what has to be done. Because if we don't, if this doesn't work and we've expended money, I don't know what plan B is, right? There is plan A being developed, but we've got to make this work. And the key to it will be two things: the right information going into the mix, and then strong, good advocacy. And I strongly believe that something good comes from every situation. And it may be that in this case, like an orchid, something will bloom. Right? And while some of the community want my head, they should also appreciate that the same head is not a bad advocate. We can open doors and we can change public opinion, because that's what we've done with depression and that is what we're going to do with anxiety.
Okay. Now, as a fellow president, I know not everyone is going to love you, just as not everyone loves me. How do you balance, just as we close, how do you balance the needs of all with your personal beliefs? Because it's always difficult, and you've talked about this is your view, this is the organisation's view, whether it's Beyond Blue, whether it's Hawthorn Football Club, whether it's as Premier. How do you balance those very strongly held personal views with the views of the community you're serving?
I think I'd go back to what I said before. I think it's the values that you absorb by illustration rather than a taught. And as I said before, my values are very much around community service more than commercial. Although I'm involved in a number of commercial organisations, my great love has been public service. Mm-hmm. Whether it's been army service, for which I had no alternative but to serve because I was called up, whether it's been as a probation officer, whether it's been as member of parliament, whether it's been Beyond Blue, even the football club I see as a public service. It's not a paid position. So it's, and you do have to be yourself. And that will mean from time to time that you may say things that are misinterpreted or, but I'd much rather be myself than try and manipulate a position which you then will trip over because you haven't been honest all the way through. I think honesty, I look at so many people, that even that poor swimmer the other day who, fell off his skateboard and said he was involved in him. Why would you do it? Think of the stress and anxiety it's causing him. Think of the ramification. It's so much easier to just be yourself and wear the brickbats from time to time. So I don't have any trouble. I don't get in things that I can't be intimately involved in, right? I'm involved in things for which I have a passion, whether it's changing government, whether it be politics or Hawthorn, whether it's Beyond Blue. I'm passionate. Beyond Blue is part of my DNA. So if anyone thinks I'm going anywhere short term, forget it, because it is me and there is still a lot of work to be done. So I don't have any trouble balancing that. I think the values remain the same. The principles of leadership, of which there are five that I've always followed, apply equally to Beyond Blue as it does to a footy club, as it does to running the government. And they're not difficult. They're not based on the left or the right. They're just based on good common sense values. So I don't have any trouble in real terms. And, while I get a bit upset when, in this case, which has been happening more recently, I don't mind being whipped. I've been whipped many times, and I guess politics gives you a bit of a thick skin. What I do loathe is where something that has done such good work is being called into question by some, and that reflects on the staff, but also when the media will run campaigns where what they write is not factually correct. I don't mind freedom of the press, but you're not entitled to freedom of the press unless you meet your responsibilities of accuracy. Mm. And so much of what's happening at the moment is just blatantly inaccurate. And that stirs my juices.
Mine too. Now, just as we close, we're giving you an I Love Joy t-shirt, but I'd like to ask as...
It better be a big one.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you might only just be able to hold it up because it won't fit me either. But I'd like to ask if you'd become a member of Joy as the head of Beyond Blue to re-cement that relationship.
I'll be happy to do that. And I do it on the premises that Joy, in partnership with Beyond Blue, we'll put our best foot forward to actually complete this bit of research that hopefully will lead to a campaign that might lead to change in public perception. And if we can do that for the community, then we won't eliminate, don't ever think we will, we won't eliminate all suicides because there are a number of reasons that go into that. But hopefully we might reduce the discrimination and the felt discrimination that leads some in the community to take their lives because of that discrimination. Not other reasons, but because of that discrimination. So I'll do that in good faith. And I hope the community in good faith will continue to recognise the work of Beyond Blue and its officers and work with us to actually deliver positive outcomes. You'll only get one chance. There is no plan B that I'm aware of at the moment.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.